Hello, la, hi to your girl, mommy dearest.
Hi, hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
Guys, extra pretty today.
I'm telling
extra,
you.
Extra. We did each other's hair, fun fact.
Yeah, we did, guys, really did each other's hair. And you guys can go and watch that reel. And we did it using W Beauty Hair Lab products.
Of W Beauty Hair Lab. Yeah. Every single product used to bring these looks to life is from W Beauty Hair Lab. But we're going to be having our final conversation in the series in the girl chat segment. So if you guys want to learn all things hair, health, wellness, you'll go over to the girl chat segment and stay tuned for that. Yes. Without further ado, let's get on into our life update.
Yeah, life update. Yo, okay, these bangles are actually annoying. I'm so sorry. Like,
that's so real.
They are for outside. They were just going.
But they're really pretty.
They are really, really, really pretty. Life update. Yo. Everything was going well. Bendisiza. Today in the morning, life took a sharp curve.
Okay.
At home, things, you know, like another financial problem came up. And now I'm just like trying to think what is the best course going forward financially. Like, how can I plan and kind of like provision my finances in a way that I can solve that issue? And it's like, it's like, when I was on the Uber coming here, because it happened, like, literally on the Uber coming here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I felt like, bruh, like, I don't even want to solve this issue. Yeah. I don't want the responsibility to solve this issue.
That's why you like a real way, since the eldest daughter gets the urge to run away.
Yo, and disappear. Away, yeah. And stuff. Yeah, and I literally, like, was having that moment. I was like, I really, like, I don't know why, like, you, like, I didn't understand why my mom was calling me and, like, relying me so heavily and wanting me to take on something. And I was like, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to. Like, I already do so much. Like, so much. Like, so much, you know, type of thing. And I was like, I don't want to do this as well. You know, I don't have the capacity to do this as well. Besides capacity, I don't want to. Yeah. Like, this is something.
And it's not absolutely necessary for you to do.
It depends. Okay. It depends. Like, there's other parts we can take, which is what I was thinking of considering. Like, other parts, taking other parts, parts that are more financially feasible for me. Because we can't keep banking on the fact that you will one day get a job. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't keep banking. It's been a year. Like, we can't keep banking on that. And we need to sit in the reality of the fact that I am the only person who's making money at home. Mm-hmm. So whatever decisions we make, we need to make it in this reality we are in now, with me being the only person. Not make decisions with the hope that at some point you are going to be that person. No, those decisions will come when we are at there, that stage, you know. So it's kind of like being accepting that reality. Mm-hmm. I think I am starting to accept that reality, and it's like up to my mom to accept that reality. I don't think she has accepted it yet. So I was a little bit bummed out coming to work, and it just, thankfully, this is an amazing work environment, and you guys just like took me out of that slump, you know. Yeah. And yeah, I'm feeling a bit better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my life update. Like, go hectic, ngiyafunda on the side.
Preparing for exams.
Guys, you've been, I'll be like 1 week into my exams when this episode comes out, I think. Yeah, so yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you will be 1 week in. That's interesting. Okay. I'm also grateful for our work environment, because my life update is heavy for the first time in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. I need to brace myself for this one. Okay.
Your nephew.
Where do I even begin? I think it would have been 2 weeks by the time you guys see this, but right now it's been 1 day. Mm. And my nephew, let me start it there. My nephew was murdered between 3:30 on the 13th of May and 6 a.m. on the 14th of May, which was yesterday, and he was found yesterday. And while my family is doing everything they can, and I'm looking here because I need this out there, everything we can to make sure that he gets the justice he deserves, the justice that he's owed. I want to use my platforms to make as loud of a noise as I can about his case, because the circumstances around it are so unbelievable that his life was taken where he lives, and that's in Fleerhof, Florida. So his name is Jaden Lee Meek. He was about 10 or 11 years old. He was in grade 5. And yeah, that's been on the news, but I don't want there to be a silence about my nephew ever. The hashtag is obviously Justice for Jaden Lee Meek. And yeah, I want to put the word out there that we are working, but as much as we're working on the field, we need you who's watching this to share this post. Share every post you see about Jaden Lee. Use the hashtag, speak about it, because the reality that we are living in is so close to home. It can always be close to home. And I need your help, guys. I really, really do. To make sure that he gets justice. I can't believe I got through this with no tears. But yes, please share. Please use the hashtag Justice for Jaden Lee Meek. And I'll keep you guys posted. As it is right now, the autopsy is still being complete. What we know of his cause of death is strangulation. So he was asphyxiated by the murderer. What we also know is that there's a possibility the murderer lives in that complex in Fleerhof, because, you know, he was dropped off after school and then his mom couldn't find him, and then he was found in the same complex, deceased. So that's what we know as of now. Police have searched, they're still searching as of now. Like I said, right now is the 15th of May. It's been one day. They're doing their best to search the complex. We know that the security guards were intoxicated at the time.
How?
Imagine.
Does that happen?
They were high. Imagine. And you would think that security would be on a different level, because a week or two prior to this tragedy, there was a robbery at gunpoint in the complex. So you would think that security would be on high alert, but obviously not, because they weren't even aware of what was happening. But that's all the information we have right now. My brother, who is his father, is still very much in a state of shock. So my father's taking up most of what he can, you know. His mother, Jaden Lee's mother, who is my former sister-in-law, is in hospital. I don't know how she's dealing with it. I don't know. And I hope she recovers speedily. But I know that those of us who love her, love my brother, love Jaden Lee, are going to carry as much as we can and help her, because it's an unbelievable circumstance. Like, you know, one moment your child is just going to school and the next moment
they don't come back home.
He came back home. That's the crazy part. He came back home. And it is in his home that his life was taken, and that's South Africa. Yeah, thank God for my work environment, because particularly difficult day. Thank God for my family. Thank you to everyone who has... My phone has been bombarded the entire day with messages of love, support, condolences. Thank you. Thank you for all those messages. Thank you for everybody. Thank you to everybody who shared the news report, all the news reports that have come out since. I will be posting about it. I just need to gather a lot of strength to do it. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much. How did I keep it together? That's my life update. South Africa. And it's so crazy. I was with him last week. It's so crazy. And, you know, sometimes when you lose someone, you think of what you could have done better, you know. But there's nothing you could have done better because his life was taken from him untimely. There's nothing I could have done. Like, I was beating myself up about it, that when he came to visit us, I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, come, let me hug you from the bed. Long time no see. You're so big. You know, typical aunt. You're so big. Oh, my gosh. How old are you now? What grade are you doing? Come give me a hug. Nah, nah, nah. And we had a short conversation. And, you know, he was very stoic. He was such a lovely boy. Beautiful reflection of both his parents. Very lively, charismatic. And when I asked him, he gave such a stoic answer. And I said, how are you? He gave such a stoic answer. Oh, I'm fine. And I was beating myself up about it yesterday, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have taken his answer as I'm fine, just, you know, maybe I should have sat down with him for longer. Maybe I shouldn't have gone on my phone after our conversation. Maybe I should have, like, ignored how I felt in my body, how I was feeling ill, and, like, gave him all of my love and attention. Maybe. But there's nothing I could have done differently. And I love you, Jaden Lee. Your aunt loves you. Family loves you, and we will make sure. I will make sure with every resource I have, with the platforms that I've been given with, it's not something I'll stop talking about until we know
who did it and why.
I don't know about the why, but who did it? Yeah. Girl chat.
Oh, the empathy in me, like, you are not crying and I'm carrying all your tears. And I feel, like, so bad because it's not...
Down.
That's as food, you guys, every week. Oh! Life is just life.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Life is just life. Okay. I'm sure.
Human beings are so cruel.
Yeah. Now the light is
just making me cry. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Aesthetics. Yeah. Okay.
Happiness.
Yeah. We're gonna be fine. Yeah. Why are you comforting me when I stop it?
I know. That's my firstborn black daughter.
Oh, man. Yes. You know what?
Yeah. But somebody's got to do it. And I think it's no coincidence that God has given us the resources we now have.
Mm. And to be loud. To be loud about what's happening in this country. And
to be present. Mm. I'm glad that I can also be financially present for my family in this season. Okay, we can take a moment.
Okay, guys. I had to tell myself a joke in my head or something.
What was the joke? Share the joke.
Sounds stupid.
Hit me. All right, guys. Now that our life update segment is concluded, we're gonna move on into our girl chat, which is all about hair. Wellness and healthy hair habits.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, I think we can discuss how your health affects your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we just found out actually now while we were doing the episode,
that
stress can cause your hair to fall out. And she's been complaining about breakage.
Like, I've been complaining about breakage, yeah. And now it's like, okay, I've also been very stressed.
Yeah.
So which would make sense of, okay, this, yeah. I can tie this and this and this together, yeah. And so on and so forth. And yeah. There's other things that are very interesting. Yeah,
like depression can also cause dryness.
Yes. Yes, and dullness. And then how nutrient deficiencies, meaning how you eat, can affect shedding and thinning.
Do you think you eat healthy first? I don't think we eat healthy, guys. We have to call ourselves out on this couch.
We do.
We don't. I don't eat healthy. I've had takeout 3 times this week, and it's only Thursday.
Okay, let me count. Yesterday,
No! See, I haven't. No, my friend, I can point in that direction.
I haven't had cooked food the entire week.
Oh, my God.
The entire week. Like Monday, I was here, so I ate takeout. Tuesday, I was in class, and then I went to Pretoria.
Yeah.
So I had takeout. Wednesday, I was healing.
So I couldn't cook.
I was healing. So I had takeout. Today's Thursday. I've been at work the whole
day.
So I'm having takeout. I am cooking tomorrow. I promise I'm cooking tomorrow. Actually, I'm cooking from tomorrow onwards because I'm really trying to be more mindful about my health, especially with like all the things that like people are getting, especially our generation. We're not health conscious. So we get things like diabetes very young, a lot of things very young, high blood pressure, so on and so forth. So
unhealthy lungs. Stopping my tummy and a flavor.
Yo, guys, that thing is another chat for another day, guys. Like, no, guys, like, we'll be burying so many of our...
Habits,
bro. In the next few years, we'll be burying so many of our peers. It's so crazy because of these habits.
I think also, like, with the depression and dryness and dull hair, there's also like the physical aspect of that. Because obviously, when you're stressed and you're depressed, the last thing you want to worry about is your hair. I've seen people who go to those. I don't know if you've seen those salon videos where people come in with really matted hair.
Yes.
Or like
hair with so much lice. Yeah. And
that for me is, you know, that's why the people at the salon are so patient with them, because it can only get to that point because you're severely depressed or you are neglecting your health or something has gone wrong. Like, nobody in their right frame of mind, let me say not right frame of mind, but nobody who's completely healthy, should I say, would allow their hair to get to that state. That's why, like, I'm really grateful for professional hair care therapists, because they know which conditions... Even like when you are balding, that can also be an effect of stress as well. So somebody who's severely, severely stressed, they're going to lose patches of their hair. It can also be like a hormonal thing. Hormonal imbalances can also affect the states of your hair. I know that my hair was really difficult to manage in those months where I was having my period twice a month. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was talking about that, and I was like, I'm so frustrated because I'm having my period twice a month. Like, there are only 5-6 days in the month where I'm not bleeding. And sometimes my period would last for like 10-15 days. Like, it was that I don't know what was happening. But it was affecting my overall health. Mm. It was affecting my skin. It was affecting my hair. So there's so many things that affect your hair health. And that's why it's important to talk to professionals.
Yes, yes. You know what was the crazy... What intrigued me when we started working with W Beauty is when we were talking about, okay, how is our strategy? How are we going to market this? How is our strategy going to go? Yeah. Because the products work and we love the products. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. And there was a lady who emphasized on like comparing it to kind of like skincare, how we heal what's happening within, you know? And that's... then ties in well with, it would make sense, because the same way when you're stressed, you get breakouts, you get this and that and that. It's only natural for your hair to also react in the same way when you're not okay, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like very interesting.
Yeah. It's also, you know what I'm also thinking about right now, is that your lifestyle, not only just the way that you eat, but the way that you live really affects the state of your hair as well. Because I'm thinking about the years where I also didn't love my hair. We spoke about in the... 2 episodes before this was when I was losing my spark, right? And we know the circumstances around me losing my spark. So the lifestyle really matters as well, guys. If you are around people who stress you out, you're going to see it. You're going to see it in your hair. You're going to see it in your skin. True. You're going to see it everywhere in your diet, because the people who are around you are not adding to the health of your entire being, of your entire self. So that's an interesting part. Apart from also, you know, keeping fit is really good for you, because, you know, the follicles and your scalp, it needs to breathe. And if you're always suffocating it, Yes, if you're always suffocating your scalp, there's no way that your hair can thrive.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. For me, when you're talking about these things, I'm just reflecting on like post-grad, guys.
Yeah.
CTA is the most stressful year for any accounting student. Like, it's so, the stress levels are so high. It's so bad, you know. And now that I think about it, because my friend has been complaining about her hair, and I know she's so stressed. So it would make sense why, like, her hair is not cooperating, you know. A lot of people's hair is not cooperating, skin is not cooperating, and you're just like, oh my god, your emotions, your mental health, your inner health affects how your hair looks. Like, that was like so mind-blowing.
I think also what I love about W Beauty Hair Lab is that it takes, sounds very addy, guys, sorry, but it gives you an incentive to take your time with your hair.
Yes,
because when you love yourself, when you we've spoken so much about cultivating self-love, and when you cultivate that in a healthy manner, you are eating well, you are living well, you are keeping fit, you are being mobile, you are not consuming a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, any of those substances, it will follow suit in your routine as well. Like, the more frustrated you are with the parts of yourself that are naturally you, It's a reflection of you just being frustrated with yourself entirely, and where the gaps in your self-love is, you know, are. So what I love is that when you have a conditioner and you have a shampoo and you have a serum and you have an oil and you have a mask, there's no way you can rush the process. You take time, you get to know your strands. Funny enough, I thought when I colored my hair, if you can't tell, this is my real hair. No be wig, oh.
No be wig.
No be 40 each. No, be 360.
It's my styling.
Guys, like we said earlier, Mpo styled my hair. She did like five knots. Yes. And then she gave me whoop diddy scoop.
Yes.
Watch the reel. Whoop. And she used a hair serum and a heat protectant to style my hair. What's the point that I'm making? Yes, when I was coloring my hair, I got it professionally colored. Guys, do not DIY your hair color, please. Because I saw when she was, because my hair was bleached first. And then they put the color, right? And it's holding up well for bleached hair.
Yeah.
Which is why you need to get your hair professionally colored. Guys, don't DIY it. So when she was bleaching my hair.
It's even. The color is even.
Do you get it? Imagine if I came here and DIY.
You would have had a
So while she was coloring my hair, when she was bleaching my hair, the bleach is really strong. And she had to. Some of my hair wasn't taking to the bleach, so she needed to massage it in, she needed to let it cook, all of these things, right? And I was thinking to myself, had I done this on my own? Disaster, number one. Two, I found out that my hair is actually not low porosity, it's high porosity. Let me explain. So porosity refers to the size of the pores on your hair, right? So if it's low porosity, it means the pores, it's not very porous. Your pores are very small and very far apart, very sparse, which makes it hard to absorb water, but it also makes sure that when your hair does absorb water,
the water retains,
right? High porosity means, yes, it will still take time for you to absorb moisture. It makes sense for any hair type, but it will dry out really quickly because your pores are really big and close together, which is what happens with my hair. So I will apply like a leave-in conditioner or a spray, moisturizer, whatever, and within 3 to 4 hours my hair is dry again. And I thought that was low porosity because, you know, it's not absorbing, but it is absorbing, it just absorbs it really quickly. Crazy business. And I wouldn't have known it if I didn't get no professional advice. So you don't have to be like, you don't have to pay like I did. You can actually go to Woolies for the free ski.
Yes, for the free ski professional
and get
advice.
This professional advice. They can look into your scalp. They can look at your strands. And like we did discuss in the first episode in the series, how they will recommend something that is perfect
for your hair type. For me, shame, I don't want to lie. I've been loving like the products I've been using. Yeah, like, guys, guys, can you see my hair?
Bouncy.
I'm telling you, it's not a wig. It's not a wig. Yeah. But it's also like how, like, treat your hair days like self-care days, yes. You know? Yeah. Like, treat them like self-care days. Like, guys, don't rush your hair process. And yeah. I think that's the beauty of having so many products. Yeah. They're not useless. The same way yeah. there's so many things in skincare,
yeah.
There should be so many things in yeah. hair care. Yeah. So that you take your time, you relax, yeah. you drink a tea with the mask on your head. Yeah. Like, you take care of your inner self while you're taking yeah, care of your outer self. That's so beautiful. All at the same time.
Guys, we have a hair did you know really quickly.
Okay.
Before we move on. So, did you know... Hold on. Did you know that... Hold on. Nutrient... You already said that. Yeah. Sleep deprivation also. So, if you're sleep deprived and you're not getting... Also, interestingly, women need 10 to 12 hours of sleep. Really? Men just need 6. So, really? You guys must stop pressuring us to wake up and get it. Then wake up and get it. Like when
it's
girls.
Not, it's not me.
It's not me. My uterus needs some time. Do you know what I'm saying? My body needs some time. So, guys, please, for women, because we know that majority of the GSDs are women, sleep. If your minimum must be 8, your maximum must be 12 hours. So, if you're sleep deprived, it can cause dryness and dullness.
Which is what I am as well.
Really?
A little bit sleep
deprived. How long do you sleep typically?
No, like, lately I've been sleeping well. Okay, I'm just saying, like, during that test season I had, I was very, very sleep deprived. Yeah. And it showed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how I lost my edges, y'all. Like, I literally lost my edges because my hair was probably dry and stress and breaking and so on and so forth. Wow, that's crazy.
So we did say stress and breakage. Stress can cause a hormonal imbalance too. Mm-hmm. And then your hair is often the first place your lifestyle shows up even before your body feels it.
Wow.
That's so interesting.
So if your hair is not cooperating, yeah. it means that you need to change
something in your wellness routine. So to close off our last girl chat with W Beauty Hairline. What are some healthy...
Beautiful. It was lovely.
Guys, let us know what you've learned, actually, yes. from this series. What have you learned about your hair? Mm. What have you learned about your hair needs? Mm. What are some conversations about hair that we've had that were really enlightening to you? And what will you be changing about your hair lifestyle, your hairstyle?
Yes, and which one of the ranges are you excited yes. to use?
Yes, and also don't restrict yourself. As you've seen, yes. the first 2 weeks of the series, I was using the moisture range. But now that my hair is colored, I use the Color Lover. Where is it?
It's everywhere.
Somewhere.
It's everywhere. There's yes, the Color Lover over right here.
So I use the Color Lover now there. That something has changed about my hair. But I can still use the moisture range mm-hmm. because as much as my hair is colored, it needs moisture as well. You also use some of the curl defining bounce back range
today. I use
today,
the bounce back for my edges.
And the edges are still laid. They don't move.
They don't move.
They don't move. So don't restrict yourself. If you want moisture and strength, then you'll use the strengthening and the moisture range. But let us know which one you're going to run into store for courtesy of the day. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so you must tell them we sent you.
Yes. Guys, the hair, it moves. It's healthy. And if you can't smell it.
Oh. Guys, these products smell so amazing. Like, I don't think we underestimate the scent. Yeah, but it really is. Like, Tabang accused us of, like, putting on perfume 2 minutes
ago. Yes, I was about to say.
And it was literally...
There was an accusation of perfume, but it's our hair. What are some healthy hair habits you're incorporating now with W Beauty Hair Lab?
I think it's, like, the mask. I'm very excited. So, I haven't tried the mask yet, you know? But I'm very excited to, like, try the mask, especially, like... now that I'm going into my exam season, like, during the times where I'm taking breaks, study breaks, hair mask... Face mask, rest,
the mask, body scrub,
light a candle, everything like that. So I'm very excited to incorporate that into my routine. Yeah. Shampooing and conditioning, like
not
I'm very
cutting it anymore,
exactly like getting that into, and also the heat protection because I use a lot of heat on my hair. Yeah. So like knowing that, okay, guys, you need heat protection, and of course taking care of my health itself, cooking,
yes,
so that
and drinking lots of water,
Not sponsored, by the way.
What I'm excited to be incorporating into my routine is actually because I've never had a hair serum for my hair before. I've had like a serum to stimulate hair growth. But I feel like having a hair serum and an oil is a good way to start incorporating scalp massages into my routine. Because scalp massages, they stimulate hair growth. Mm-hmm. They increase the blood flow in your hair. Mm-hmm. And it can also help with density as well. Because I've, like, colored my hair, it's very easy to lose the density of my hair and the strength. So continuously just use scalp massaging. You know, sometimes I'll get my partner in on it and say, hey, you, if you love me, come massage my hair. So I'm definitely going to do that because it's also overall good for, you know, the health of your hair. Mm-hmm. But like you, I'm also going to, I'm in the gym, so my hair is in good condition. I think that's what also helped me get some luminosity back in my hair, mm-hmm. is my gym routine. What?
You said something so cute. So when she was styling my hair, she's like, oh my God, your hair is like shiny.
Yeah.
Because she was using my hair oil.
Yeah.
And as she was using it, she's like, it's shiny, but in a good way. It doesn't look greasy.
Yes.
It looks shiny. And
yes.
Guys, do you see grease over here?
No. Where?
But you see how
grease, guys, where?
Promise right. you. It's not
I'm
going
to drink more water because I'm, let me tell the truth, I don't be drinking enough water. I think I drink max 1 liter a day. That's max, and that's bad. I need to at least drink, especially for somebody who goes to the gym, I need to drink at least 3 liters.
At least. Minimum.
So those are the healthy hair habits I'm incorporating. Guys, please feel free to let us know what healthy hair habits you're incorporating. Courtesy of W Beauty.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's get into our game. Which is?
Add to cart,
leave in cart. Which is, the explanation for this game is going to be interesting. But in this era of becoming her, what are we adding to the cart and what are we leaving behind, like expired coupons? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm leaving behind, I'm not going to repeat myself as to, you know, what I said, the healthy hair habits mm-hmm. before. But I'm leaving behind, accepting last minute invites. Guys, I used to be so bored. And then when people would send me last minute invites, I'd jump at the opportunity to just be outside. But now it's like more of a dignity thing for me. Like, if you thought of me in the last minute of your planning, that means you didn't really want me there. And as much as I want to be there, don't get me wrong, I need an excuse to dress up and look cute. I'm not going to come because I need to sort of demand that respect. Mm. That if you didn't think about me when you were planning, please don't think about me when it's time to go. So I think I'm leaving that behind.
What happens if it's like last minute?
I don't care.
Plan even.
Oh, no. If the plan itself is everybody last involved.
Yes.
Is last minute.
There was no one who knew a week before.
Yes.
We all knew
then
now.
Then definitely let's panic altogether.
Okay.
I love that. Okay. I love that community.
Because that's
panic.
Girlhood. Like, yes. Girlhood, we do decide things.
Yeah, we'll be like,
last minute.
Are these on Saturday? Are you free? Yes, definitely. I'd love to do that if everybody is involved. Mm-hmm. But like, if I know you guys planned the trip 3 months prior
and now
one person dropped out of the trip, and then it's me because you need to make up for the accommodation. You guys can't. Ross Clark.
Lost me.
Please forget about me. Happily.
Yeah. For me, procrastination. Oh! I am leaving that girl behind.
Yes.
I am leaving behind procrastination. And it's because I saw someone say, like, I saw this one lady's TikTok, and they were asking her, like, how does she stay, like, I don't know what the word is, diligent or something in her relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know, how does that reflect on her day to day?
Yeah.
She's like, it reflects through her intentionality in everything she does, you know? And I'm like, oh, if I'm always like procrastinating, what is that, like, how does that reflect like God? Yeah. And you know, one thing about procrastination, it puts you
into everything.
Yeah. Like, it puts you in such a bad vibe everywhere. Like, now you're sad. Now you anxious. Stressed, now you're stressed because you procrastinated everything. Yeah. So I'm leaving procrastination behind.
Okay. I hear that. What else am I leaving? And I had it on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I had it on the tip of my tongue. I'm leaving. Ooh, low rates. That's what was on the tip of my tongue. I'm leaving low rates in
behind.
I realize that no, the check needs to come. I'm worth a lot.
Charge
more.
Your worth.
Yes, I'm leaving that because I really think that majority of 2024, I was playing small, like I was underestimating my influence and like our influence as well. But when I realized, I think it was like a thought digest thing. When we started working with a lot of our favorite brands, I realized that, hey, like, I'm not charging what I'm worth, like, as an individual brand. So I'm definitely leaving that. The rate is up.
Per.
The rate is up.
I hear that as well. I hear, like, upping the rates. Because, guys, I'm telling you, nothing about you keeping your rate low will make the brand love you more. I realized that. Like, like the moment you tell them that, hey, by the way, I've been working with you, 1, 2, 3, please up my rate, they will give you problems still, you know, because they expect you to act in the same way and they will replace you.
Yeah.
Because their rate showed how they viewed you.
Yeah.
So you were replaceable to them. And now you're blocking yourself from working with better brands because you're accepting those brands.
Yeah. And also, like, I think we need to consider that when people pay us, they're also paying for our image, our brand, our association with the brand, which is not coming cheap. I think a lot of the times for influencers and creators, we see it as a privilege that they're seeing us to associate with their brand.
Yes.
But it's also the other way around.
Their like, brand
I've worked so hard to build a brand of, you know, to build a, to be a thought leader, to build such a sustainable brand, to have an image of somebody who is both brains and beauty, to have an image of versatility, and also like just being so, you know, so savvy, so creative, such a good storyteller. I've built that. And you are associating yourself with me. Mm. And I will charge
for that association.
Exactly.
And the work that we put into it, guys, we don't half us the work we do. Like, we really like dedicate. Like, we get sick. We work while sick. Like, we don't half us anything. We work on weekends. We work when we have other obligations.
Yes.
And I think that also should be compensated.
Yeah.
But luckily, I feel like all the Chesty brands, all the brands we've worked with on this platform
have loved us, have loved us well,
valued us well. And we have brought value to them the same way they have brought value to us.
Absolutely.
Because we've worked with good
brands.
And it's
been such a perfect fit, too.
They like, make sense!
Organically, like, hey!
Hi, they make so much sense. And they actually work. We work with brands with proper products, which is so good.
That we believe in too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We would never, ever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
What are you adding to cart, leaving?
I'm leaving anger.
Lovely.
I'm leaving anger behind because there's something, it's a biblical reason as well. You know, how like, what is not like the, there's a, I wish I had the verse. Mm-hmm. But there's a place in the Bible where Jesus is talking and he basically equates anger to murder.
Mm.
Because like when you are, like what normally results in that action of murder is the heart itself, the position of your heart, your heart position, the anger.
Yeah.
And what anger does is anger comes in, it's like the underlying of many other non-fruits of the spirit.
Yeah.
Because when you're angry, you're prideful. When you're angry, you're unforgiving.
Yep.
When you're angry, like you literally, when you operate in anger, you operate in antithesis, in the antithesis, antithesis of what God is, you know? And the fruits you bear in anger are not good fruit.
Yep.
So for me, it's leaving anger behind. Like, angsakwati, guys. I will draw boundaries, but angikwati.
Yeah. You know, this may not be culture. We'll talk about it on a different day. What I'm adding to cart is color.
Woo-hoo!
I think just like color in
color.
My look. Yes.
Color, color.
Color in my look, but also color in my lifestyle. I think just the way that I was living before was just very dull. Like wake up, go to work, wake up, work, wake up, work, sleep, work, you know? I want to add more dimension now. Do all of the things. Yes, I've signed up for dance classes.
What?
Yeah, at the Soweto's Finest Studios.
That's
in
crazy.
Utah. I don't know if you've seen it, because remember we used to shoot at M.
Yes, yes,
and then
yes,
there
yes.
by Steers is a dance studio.
Oh, I didn't know.
Girl,
that.
I'm taking dance. I need the rhythm back, guys.
Yes.
Like, if you've seen my partner doesn't really have rhythm. And if you spend time with somebody who don't really have rhythm,
you gonna become lose your rhythm.
The person with no rhythm.
So I need to go fetch the rhythm. Hear it and now inject it back into my relationship.
But yeah, dance classes. I've also picked up the stencil once again.
Back at it.
Yes. Really, really hard because, like, it requires a lot of time and focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think TikTok and just short form, bro,
has ruined
my attention span to the point where, like, I'll draw one part on the canvas and be like, I'll see it in a few weeks, you know? So I'm really trying to cut out the noise now in this chapter of my life and really focus on color, creativity. just, you know, not taking things so seriously. Like, some things are just not that deep. When it comes to hair, color your hair, girl. Like, it grows back. You can color it back to black.
This is a different person from last week. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold attention.
I don't call her red. Call her red. She's red.
Red loves color.
I'm adding that to cart.
I'm adding reading to cart.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I'm going
to
add.
Where are you
going to
get time to read, though? That's what I was concerned about. Because I wanted to send you, like, I wanted to give you some of my books. But I was like, when is she going to read this stuff?
Bruh, I think I need to make time for things like that. You know, I need to make time.
Non-academic.
Yes. Like, I need to read something that's not academic related. I need to, like, and I think with reading, it'll, like, encourage me to explore different environments. Like, I did say that I wanted to go to, like, botanical gardens and parks and the zoo this year, but I haven't done that. And I feel like if I can just take a book, take a throw blanket, go and read, like, and like, that's what I want.
Reading ignites, thank you, reading ignites your imagination.
Yes.
And I think when you are busy clicking numbers there, imagination, aiko.
Okay, I think that's it for our game, guys. Let us know what you're adding to cart and what you're leaving out.
Onto our main topic now, our long topic, which is sort of a mix between the real side or what real maturity is and balancing the woman and the brand. And I think that's one and the same thing. I think my first point here when it comes to the real side of maturity is something that I've recently learned, which is emotional fluency.
In local.
Let me cook. So I think for a very long time we kind of misunderstood emotional maturity as suppressing emotion in the moment to confront it later. When the real maturity is expressing those emotions in that moment in a manner that does not hurt anyone, that reflects your character, but also tones the severity and the intensity of that emotion down. And that was an eye-opener for me because I was like, I think all of us thought emotional intelligence meant not expressing your anger in that, moment. Yes. But what you're really doing is you're suppressing it, and when you explode, you're going to explode. And that for me opens up a whole new avenue of emotional intelligence, emotional learning, emotional capacity, because now I know my feelings in the moment are valid. Because I feel like suppressing your emotions is a manner of invalidating that emotion in the moment, that, oh no, you're not supposed to feel so intensely about this thing. But emotional fluency gives, one, validity to your emotion, two, it provides an avenue for the expression of that emotion for the betterment of both parties. So, for instance, it's like learning to tell the truth in a moment that is palatable, in a way that is palatable in the moment. An example that I think all of us are familiar with is, let's say you come to watch me in theater one day, and
your show was poop.
Yes, it was trash, right? But I'm so excited about it when the show was over. You even brought me flowers, you know, congratulations on your first performance at the Market Theater, inshallah. And I'm now coming to you afterwards, and I'm like, oh my God, you can see the excitement on my face. Oh my goodness, what did you think about my performance, right? In the moment, you really do think it was trash. But you can't express that because you can see how enthusiastic I am. And it could negatively affect our friendship if you express exactly what you think in that moment. What you can say, right, is the truth. Which is, the truth may be, I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you for doing your best, right? You are responding to me, but in a manner that is truthful, and also a reflection of what you really think, right? And it doesn't negatively affect me. Then later, when my emotions have calmed down and maybe we're having dinner 2 weeks later and I'm asking, you know, what did you really think? Emotions are no longer on the high. I can now take criticism. I'm no longer excited. And you'll be like, I didn't really like the storyline. I felt like it was too playful. I felt like it was word heavy, text heavy. I felt like your performance could have used a little bit more emotion, a little bit more authenticity. You could have drawn from this point in your life and brought it to stage. Then I'm able to hear you. That's emotional fluency, right? Being able to dictate which emotions are perfect for when. And how, even though you did think it was trash in the moment, you weren't suppressing that. You were just providing space for it to be expressed in the right circumstance, under the right circumstances. Was I yapping? I'm sorry. But
no,
yes.
But you served with emotion.
Emotional fluency.
Emotional fluency.
Yes. Getting the emotions flow.
Try to be emotionally fluent.
Yes.
I feel like that's what you need in corporate, guys. You need emotional fluency.
Yeah, you can be upset about something.
Yes. You need to like be able to show people that this upsets you and you're upset about this, but you handle it in a manner that allows for conversation to open up and not argument.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. I like that.
Also, sorry, you can go.
No, speak. Why are you so excited about something?
I don't know why I'm getting riled up about this topic, but another part of maturity is not, I think sometimes it's okay to accept somebody's no without them giving a reason. So emotional fluency works both ways. Even when you don't feel the emotion, don't force the other person to suppress that emotion. Mm. That makes sense. Mm. So if they are angry, allow them to express. Like there are times when, even in our friendship, I feel like, oh, she's so passionate about this thing. But emotional fluency allows me to let you to express that passion, even though I may not share it, right? And then once you've expressed it and you've let it out, and then I'd be like, I remember when we were talking about religion in the car, and I'm just like, okay, Impo. And then you realize, just by the way I said okay, that you're like, I'm sorry, guys, I get so passionate, you know? And there's nothing I can do about my passion. And I'm like, I know, you get very passionate.
Yeah, I was like, see, for this conversation, like, I'm going to forever be passionate, so let's not have it.
Yes, instead of when you're passionate, I cut you off and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to listen to you anymore because you're getting too loud, you know? That is now invalidating that passion, that passionate emotion that you feel in that moment because I'm unable to let you be emotionally fluent. Mm-hmm. And then in other circumstances, when we push for a reason behind somebody's no, then I feel like you're also being incredibly manipulative. Sometimes somebody can say, no, I don't want to.
And there's no reason.
And there's no reason why they don't want to, you know? No, I'm not coming. Why are you not coming? I don't want to. You know, sometimes that's just it. Allow people's desires to be just that, whether they desire to or they desire not to. And they may not have a reason for it. That's also providing a space for somebody to be emotionally fluent. And then later, perhaps they can be like, hey, this time when you asked me to come through and I said I don't want to, it was because A, B, C. So emotional fluency allows also for time to pass before, you know, the real emotion is expressed, but under the right circumstance. Which is kind of like what Lebu thingy. When we were arguing about breaks in relationships.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, no breaks. No, what, right?
No.
No, what do you mean? If it's a break, then we're breaking up. There's no such thing as a pause, right? I still stand by it. And I will always be against the break in relationships.
Like, why are we breaking? Like, what?
Because it shows me that you're immature. That, like, you cannot navigate your emotions in such a way that you are able to revisit them in the relationship later. So you need a break, right? And the break that you can take for emotional fluency is saying something like, hey, I don't really want to talk about this right now. I'm unable to talk to you in a manner that reflects my respect for you. Can we revisit it? And this is something that I've also had to explore in my relationship as well, because my partner has your conflict resolution style, where it's like, let's talk about it right now.
Now,
if we talk about it right now, it's going to be up and it's going to be stuck. Like, I'm going to throw something, something's going to happen. Like, I don't want to be in that position. But I've learned now to be like, hey, because I have an anxious attachment style. So I need to feel like our relationship is not in jeopardy by virtue of us not agreeing at the moment.
I feel like I need that too. And I feel like he needs that too.
Yes.
Because our solve it now comes from the fact that we don't want you to leave.
Yes. Yes. So I tell him in the moment, I'm like, hey, I still love you.
See, that's what somebody
I still respect needs. You and I still want to be with you. But for now, I don't want to discuss this. Can we discuss it at a later time? And obviously in the moment, like, he's going to be a little bit fine, you know? But it's a better way to resolve conflict than one person, than meeting at an emotional compromise that is inconvenient. Mm. There's an emotional compromise that is very convenient, but then there's one that's not. And emotional fluency allows you to meet at an emotional compromise that is beneficial for both of you.
That's on emotional maturity. Now, I'm going to
go ahead.
Start with another type of maturity, which is like being financially mature.
Yeah.
You know, like not making decisions because of how you feel. Not
big of you.
Yeah, like not making financial decisions based on like how you feel. Like, oh, I'm sad, so I'm going to go and make a bad financial decision. I'm going to go to the club because I'm sad, even though you don't got money to go to the club.
You don't have
money. I'm happy and I'm going to go to the club because I'm happy.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just making financial decisions based on emotion, but based on planning, you know. And that's another side of like maturity. Yeah.
I think that's something that we also need as firstborn blank daughters, is that the emotions that we, sometimes like you said in your life update, you feel pressured into spending money unnecessarily, what you feel like is unnecessary, right? Or let's say an unnecessary amount of money. The thing may be reasonable, but the amount for that thing may be unreasonable, right? And sometimes financial maturity is also saying, hey, it's validating your emotions about that financial decision, right? Once you feel off about a financial decision, please do not make it. Trust your decision making, your emotional decision making when it comes to finances. If you feel like it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea. And sometimes, like as firstborn black daughters, again, that pressure that we feel is an emotion in itself. And to say that, hey, you're pressuring me into paying this amount of money that I don't really want to, and giving you an amount of money that I don't really want to, is also an aspect of financial maturity.
Yeah, I think that was something I had to learn the hard way, because I remember there was this one financial decision that my mom really wanted so badly, and I didn't want to like burst her bubble.
Yeah.
And I put, and mind you, it's me who's taking on that financial burden, and I put myself in that situation, and only when it didn't, like, even in the situation, I was still like, something kept telling me no. And it literally had to blow up in our faces for me to be like, damn, I should have trusted my gut, you know? And I feel like it's also, like, a part of maturing is, like, realizing that you are at a point in life where you are also able to make good decisions.
Yeah.
Better decisions than your parents sometimes. Because we also now adults. I'm also an adult now, you know. And I think that's also part of maturity. And a big part of maturity is drawing boundaries. Like, drawing boundaries. Like, it's a difficult thing to say. It's so hard to say, you know. But, like, it's a thing that is very necessary, you know. I feel like drawing boundaries with, like, I also realized that, like, your parents shouldn't know how much you make. They shouldn't know what you're making, how much you're making, so on and so forth. You should be able to draw boundaries and say, hey, I know when you want to put a roof this year, you know. And I also want you to have a roof this year, you know. But that's not, it's not going to happen this year. It's not going to happen in the way you want it to happen. Exactly, like stick it through. We stuck it through all this time. But now that I'm working, all of a sudden you can't survive with this roof. Like, really?
Yeah.
So, like, it's a thing of, like, setting, like, boundaries and knowing when expenses are necessary and when they're unnecessary. Yeah. And if you're taking unnecessary expenses, doing them in a place of financial freedom where they don't, like, hinder your personal growth. So, hey, boundaries, necessary, guys.
I think also, like, with financial freedom, it's not necessarily just because you're making a healthy amount of money that you are financially free.
That's so real.
It's that, one, you know where your money is going and how you're going to make it come from multiple sources, such that a certain expense is from a certain income. Does that make sense? So if you're spending on takeout, for example, it's not affecting that one check. It's affecting the check that is consistently coming in. Do you know what I'm saying? Not that one that you know is important, but it's not consistent. Does that make sense? So financial freedom is making overall wise decisions, not necessarily like, hey, now I'm earning 50,000 a month. I can take out, you know, a car note for 3,000 on this A1, you know?
You can't.
That's not financial freedom. Yep. Now you're just being foolish because...
Yes, you're actually putting yourself in a place of debt.
Yeah.
And when you're in debt, you are not financially free.
Yeah.
When you're operating paycheck to paycheck, you are not financially free.
No.
Rather be the person who uses public transport, uses a taxi, and is able to afford themselves the luxury of doing something.
Yeah.
Or when something falls apart, they're able to patch it up, you know, rather than to be financially suffocated in the name of, like, can I live financial freedom? I earn a big paycheck.
I earn a big paycheck. I think when we think of financial freedom, let's also make it synonymous with financial independence.
Yes.
If your finances depend on someone, you are not financially free.
Yes.
Get it together. Whether it's a 60,000 rand check, whether it's a 100,000 rand check, if it depends on somebody, then you are not financially free. For as long as you are the determiner of your finances and the source of your finances and where your finances go, then
you are financially free.
Then we can say, you know what, when SARS is looking for you and only you, and not your dependents, and not the people you depend on, then we can say, okay, Shab, you are financially free. I get it.
That reminds me, I need to fix my SARS stuff.
Same.
Because now, text bracketing, recorded text bracketing, no.
Stop it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. No, but shame, like... We have to now start thinking of paying provisional taxes, you hear me, you know?
Not employee tax, provisional taxpayers.
So
oh my goodness, the way she just moved her head back, she's like, oh, man.
By the way. No, thank you guys for watching our videos and supporting us. Love you guys.
Love you guys loads.
Love you guys loads.
Please watch our YouTube channels also, please. Name.
Please.
I think also another aspect of maturity is maturity in conflict.
That goes in with the
emotional fluency and all of that. I think also in conflict, one thing that turns me off in conflict, right, is if you interrupt me. I'm going to... The conversation has been cut short. I'm not interested, right? Because I think you should prioritize in conflict. Mm. Prioritize curiosity over being right.
Mm.
Right? Because then if you're being right, you're fighting the person and you're not fighting the problem. We know this. We've heard this quote a lot of times. But prioritize being curious. And by being curious, I mean curiosity allows you to listen. And then it also allows you to ask questions that matter. Mm. Right? So instead of saying... So you did this to hurt me, Vele.
Mm.
Obviously, the person did it to hurt you, bro. Don't ask stupid questions as if you don't have the answer to those questions. Ask rather...
Why?
Why?
Why are you saying this?
Or is there anything that triggered you to do this thing?
Yes.
Right? Or ask for the underlying decision-making
factor.
Like,
where does this comment stem from?
Yes.
Where does this come from?
Oh, you said that comment to hurt my feelings, ne?
No, like, it's...
We know that. It hurt, the comment hurt your feelings.
Yeah, because sometimes,
ask
guys...
relevant questions.
We be arguing over things we shouldn't be arguing for. Like, if literally all you answer... Like, if we ask the right questions and you dealt with the why, you wouldn't even see the need to argue. Because sometimes you see, you start to see that, oh, we are actually coming from the same position. Like,
I think also... Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
Sometimes in conflict, friend, you'll never get a why.
That's something I needed to accept.
You'll never get the answer to the why. Mm, you know, sometimes people's decision making is just poor, and that is that. You know, and you can deduce the why from your own, you know, thought tangents or whatever. But sometimes you'll never get the why.
That's real.
That's why curiosity has to be aimed at moving forward.
Mm.
You know. What can we do to move forward from this? If they don't have the why, you can ask them the why. But when you realize they don't have it, let's move forward. Or I would like to move forward in this way. Mm-hmm. How do you propose we move forward? If the way that you move forward and the way that you want to move forward and the way that I want to move forward are not converging, we might as well move separately at this point, you know? And maybe that's my issue, is that when you don't have a why for me, you're not the person for me.
Mm.
You're not the one for me. Go away. If you're not emotionally intelligent enough and emotionally aware enough to be able to put together your reasons why you made a certain decision, you and I cannot be moving in the same bus. Like, get off and go somewhere else. Because I am very emotionally aware. I know why I did certain things. I know why I said certain things. I know why I went certain places. Or, you know, why I called the person. Everything I do, guys.
You know why you're doing it.
Okay, not saying everything. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes, yeah. Let me say majority. A good chunk of what I do is heavily calculated. I think way before I say it. And... It's good also, I think that's also why it's good to have people who are not soundboards, you know, where what you say bounces off and they say it back to you. So I'm glad, like, for my community, for you, for my partner, who, like, you are very much the water that, you know, sort of dulls the fire.
And then she's, you know, the flame yeah. that sparks my fire.
So I love that balance because even the conversation we had off camera, I was like hyper emotional yeah, about it. And
she's very like,
screw this person, cut them off, never talk to them again. There's such a... And you're like, let's see if they'll be able to do better.
Mm. And then she's like getting, and I'm like, okay, her fire makes me realize that, okay, with yeah. this, I have every right to feel anger. Like, yeah. I feel bad for feeling angry, you
yes, know?
I know? So, like, it's like, okay, now she validates my emotion yeah. and she validates why I yeah. felt off about a situation. Yeah. And then for her, I kind of, like, say,
yeah.
Let's come a bit
yeah, which
back.
Is good. Which
you know,
good.
So it's like balance.
Yeah. I also even had to make you validate your emotions about me being late. Like, sometimes you would just yes. swallow how upset you are about me being late. And I think it was the last time. And I was just like, dude, be upset.
It's okay.
It's okay. Like,
I was just like, oh!
Let you be upset. Like, it's okay. And I think that that's emotional fluency as well. Back to the emotional fluency chat. It's just like, express your emotions, especially in the moment where they matter mm. most. Because it mattered most for me. For if you came back to me like 2 days later and said, hey, that day when you were late, you made me really upset. I'd just be like,
we are
48 hours,
we've
bro.
Eaten. We've gone. We've played this. We've done this. We've done that. That's
as
weird.
Opposed to you expressing it to me in the moment and yeah. saying, I don't appreciate that, you know, you've wasted my time, whatever. And in the moment, yes, it's going to hurt. Yeah. But the way that you express it really, really matters.
Okay, okay.
In conflict, maybe you do need a point. You need a guy.
Yeah, I think, like, we need to move in conflict together. You know?
Let's approach this thing
together. Because if you approach it my way, yeah. it depends which
yeah,
one you're going
to let somebody dance on your head if you approach it her way completely. Because yeah. she doesn't see the bad in people. But if you approach it my way, you're going to end up with no friends.
You see? You see, so now it's like having that chat yeah. of like, it's okay to... Another thing of maturity in a sense yes. is understanding that there will be people out there yeah. who are there to benefit off you.
Sure.
And it's okay.
Ew.
It's okay. Like, there are people who are literally there and want that's to good. Be around you to benefit from you.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like
that's
said.
What I'm saying. Yeah. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that's that person's intention.
That's so good. That's so good. Part of emotional maturity or maturity as a whole is putting people where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in boxes yes. that fit their category.
Yeah, it's like you are here to benefit me and that's your purpose. So I shouldn't take your friendship or whatever you're trying to cultivate with me that deeply. And I shouldn't feel bad if I need something from you and I come and get it because that's the nature of our relationship. And then with you, you are my friend. Like, type of thing. Like, putting people in proper boxes yeah. so that no one offends you. I'm telling you.
Right.
No one will offend
yeah.
you.
Yeah, that's so good. Friend, that's so good. When you are offended, I think part of it is your fault.
Mm.
Yeah, no. It's a pill that we don't want to swallow no. because we feel like, oh, how dare you do this?
There's this one boy who said something and, like, in the moment I was like, oh! And then, like, at some point I was like, fair.
Yeah.
Like, I should have understood the nature of our relationship.
Yeah. Put people where they belong. It's a good one. Mm. I loved it. You're a genius.
Thank you very much. You too. You know yourself.
Oh gosh, when you're offended, it's partially your fault because you overestimated their significance.
So you just gotta like, yeah. you know, put people nicely and no one will offend you, Shem.
Nah.
When someone, like, there are certain people when they move a certain way, I'm like, ah, bruh. And I'm like, bruh. And then like, they're like, no, so sorry. I'm like, yeah. in my head, I'm like, you, it's okay.
And you know, it's even easier said than done. But when you think about it broadly, it's such a difficult thing to do also with family.
Because
I know that that's the most difficult place to box people is family. Because you think, hey, also when you have money, like, everybody thinks we tight, just could be blood, you know what I'm saying?
And you just have to be like,
yeah, you gotta put them in that box.
And they're saying that this person only yeah. wants me because they need me.
And don't be offended if this one family member only hits you up if they need money. Put them in the box.
You know what?
Put them in the money box.
Crazy part?
Yeah.
You know who gave me this advice? Umar.
Am I mean?
Like, I remember, I don't know what conversation we're having. I was like, no, but certain family members just want to be around me and think, not because they care, but because yeah. I'm Mami Darius. And he was like, that's okay. It's okay to let... He's the one who said that.
Let me call him right now and say, you smart, you loyal. I appreciate you. No, he is very wise.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay.
Lovely advice.
Lovely advice.
Okay. How much time do we have? 1 hour? Awesome.
Yeah.
Lovely. All our episodes lately are 1 hour, 10 minutes, thereabouts. Guys, which aspect of maturity did you feel like we did not tackle in this conversation? We spoke about financial maturity, emotional maturity, maturity in conflict. Mm-hmm. But there are so many other things that we may not have covered. And as you guys know, we are happy to do part twos, part threes. Somebody said we should actually, for memberships, we should actually react to our old episodes.
Yeah, I saw that comment.
So that might be something nice to do once we figure out how to do the reaction. Do you think we can do a reaction today? No. She's tired. She's like,
I'm ready.
I'm spent.
I'm ready to. I've been spent. Out of my house since 9 a.m. Yes. I'm done. Yeah, no.
Came into spam with the rollers in your hair.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. So we are going to do that on members.
Mm-hmm.
On the member side of our channel, we're going to be reacting. It's finally time
yes.
to react to our old episodes and see. Are we still in the same place? Do we still feel think the same things?
Yeah.
Do we feel the same way? Mm-hmm. Do we feel like we're better people?
Worse people?
Worse people, because that might be a possibility. So yep. please subscribe to channel memberships, guys. It's only R39.99 from R149.99. So we gave you a discount. And we just had our newsletter photo shoot today. So trust and believe that our members is going to get the exclusive drop of the newsletter. Guys, we have journal entries in the newsletter.
No, guys, that photo shoot is too fire.
We have journal entries in the newsletter. We have recommendations. What we're loving, music, books, those kind of things. Community platform as well. So you can share your journal entries. You can comment something. It's going to be a platform where we can constantly interact, like a WhatsApp channel.
Mm-hmm.
But like for the jesty.
Yeah.
You know, constant replies and all of that. Like a really, really personal.
Deeper community. Like, yes, this is a community. But, like, if you love this community, you will be so in love with what we're trying to
imagine
create.
Imagine having, like, a fellow Jesty's phone number, bro.
Bruh, like, until you'll be so in love with what you're trying to create. Like, even so deeper community.
Just 39.99, girl. Like I said, if you feel like we haven't covered one aspect of maturity, let us know. And what you think the next series is.
See, I'm the one who's doing the next series.
Yeah.
But I have no idea which direction to take it. But
maybe sex. I'm joking.
You know one thing about my mind? Very creative.
We've been waiting for Stubby too.
Cut the cameras and the lights.
You're going to do the cues.
Yes. Subscribe. Like. Comment. Share the video. You know what to do. We love you guys. Subscribe to memberships as well.
Bye.